Antonio Belichick is kind of known for trying to take away a guy. I'm sure you've seen that from him before. Are you a little better equipped to deal with that than as a team and as an individual?
I think so. When the test will happen this weekend, I'm excited about the opportunity. Looking forward for the matchup. And regardless of the coverage, we got to find a way to get the job done.
What do they do against you?
Well, they do a good job with high low. You know, the corner play low on the hip, safety help over the top. It's always signing two guys to me. Bill does a great job at doubling the stars. And, you know, I think we should see a little bit of that this weekend.
What do you think has changed the last four games where you and Ben have kind of gone to that next level of your old chemistry?
It was that time of year. We got to find a way to be dominant, try to will a team to win, and do whatever it takes.
They've never had a receiver as the MVP of the league. Do you think you're in that conversation this year?
I think so. I mean, it'd be a scream honor, but that's not my focus right now. We got a huge game this week. We have some big goals in front of us, and just staying singly focused on the task at hand, and that's New England Patriots.
You think the receivers have maybe, I mean, not even Jerry Rice got one. The receivers get a little disrespected in that area?
You know, in a little bit. You know, obviously, it takes a lot to be a wideout. You know, running nonstop, you know, you got to be accountable, a team guy, so it'd be an honor. You know, I'm excited to be mentioned with those guys. Definitely is an honor, humbly, gracefully, you know, accept that. Being mentioned with those guys, but you know, we got to continue to work. You know, we got big work ahead of us this weekend.
What does it mean if a guy like Larry Fitzgerald comes out for a support your back? What does that mean to you?
Well, that means everything. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, one of the guys as a kid and I grew up, you know, watching him play the game the right way, you know, working out, taking care of his body, constantly being at a high level, no matter who's playing with, you know, for him to speak on behalf of how he did, you know, it speaks volumes, you know, it means a lot to him.
Wide receiver hasn't even gotten a vote in like 19 years. Is that fair?
I mean, life's not fair. You know, it's hard, but it's not fair. But hopefully we can make a change in that in regards of having a wide out, a winner.
You said you got bigger fish to fry, though.
Yep.
Championships and and talk about that.
Well, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. You know, still haven't done that yet. You know, we're sitting here with a lot of opportunity in front of us. One of the biggest games of the year in front of us. A game that could possibly make the Super Bowl come through Heinz Field and give us the opportunity to contend for one. So I'm just extremely focused in the moment, not buying into all the things going on around me. It's a great honor to be mentioned with the MVP candidates. Obviously, amongst my peers, a lot of great peers of the world in the NFL. But I'm just singly focused here on the New England Patriots and trying to do what it's still a desire to do, and as we win football games and get one for Mr. Dan.
Do you remember anything about the 2011, your second year, last time you beat these guys? Do you remember anything about that game at all? Why?
It was a fun game. You know, I remember it was a fun game, and I remember we getting the job done. And that's the feeling we want to seek for this weekend.
Did you buy into it?
Yep. Well, you know, it come from God. You know, it come from within. Taking care of my body, and you know, over the course of a year, 12 months of a year, just always getting ready. Each day, always getting better or working on something to improve. And that's kind of my mentality.
Have you always had really strong hands, or is that something you developed?
You gotta develop that. You know, you gotta work on it constantly. You know, work just don't. You know, things don't just happen. You gotta constantly work towards them and work at them.
You said you're always improving. What did you improve specifically this year?
Well, the year's still going. You know, I got a lot more things to get better at. And, you know, those are things we reflect on when the year's over.
If I told you a kicker won MVP but never a wide receiver, what would you say?
That's crazy. It's crazy, man. Hopefully we can make a change. You know, it's always a great time for change.